talk about the challenge of keeping the team, you know, spiritually and everywhere else up when you lost four in a row.
Well, I'll tell you, got a lot of good guys in this locker room. Have a great staff that has not changed by any means. Our approach, probably the thing that's kept us going and going, I feel, in a positive direction, is that our players have recognized we're very close, much closer than I think a lot of people outside the building perceive. Players see it, coaches know it, and you know, we're failing to find ways to finish games, such as the Lions did last week to come back and win that game. So there's progress going on here, and I think the players recognize that. And, you know, we need to do some things to make some plays to help us finish some games.
With the emergence of Titus Young since Nate Burleson went down, how much does he become a big part of your game plan on defense?
He's just another weapon in that offense. Scott does a good job of using them, all of them, and putting them in positions. You know, they're moved all over to get in a position to kind of see if they can get somebody mismatched. And I think, you know, he's just a guy we got to be aware of with his speed and his ability and what he can do with the ball afterwards. He's definitely an issue.
Do you need to make any adjustments, considering that Mike Thomas knows all your stuff and he's with the Lions now?
You know, it's a different scheme going in this week. We didn't put anything new. You know, he hadn't heard anything that's for this game plan. No, I have not been involved in anything like this where a player has been traded, you know, the same week. You know, it's hard to give a lot of information and then for a defense to not only know what they're doing and then process what the offense is doing and then have to adjust to it all in a short amount of time. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Talk about what Justin Blackman's going through. You know, I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of your film, obviously. Is it just the normal progression for a rookie, or is he behind the curve a little bit?
No, really, if you get a chance to watch the tape, the last 3 weeks, he's taken a step each week. And he's prepared that way. It's just his preparation and practice. Totally different mindset. You know, growing up a little bit, getting a feel for what it's like in the NFL with the multitudes of coverages and the ability of the players he's going up against. I just think he realizes it takes a lot more work and time to be prepared and be able to execute at this level. And he has definitely made strides in the last 3 weeks, and I thought last week was probably one of his better games.
We just talked to Blaine a minute ago and asked him about the Tebow rumors, and he was pretty defiant about just that, you know, the Jaguars are pretty satisfied at quarterback right now. I trust that you agree with that assessment.
Yeah, I would trust that. Those rumors fly around here monthly, so.
Mike, do you guys think you have enough playmakers? I mean, what do you think has been the biggest problem in trying to gain that consistency to challenge every single week to win?
Well, the one thing we really haven't done is made some big plays, and I don't know if I wouldn't immediately associate that to not having playmakers, because we've had some chances to make some plays. You know, we've talked about, and I know the media here has covered it, the number of drops that we've had, not just on offense, but the number of defensive interceptions we've failed to hang on to that. Any one of them may have changed a difference in the game, and we wouldn't be sitting where we're sitting right here. But, you know, it is what it is. We'd like to just see if we play a complete game with all three phases, really where we are as a team. We have not done that for any other reason. And, you know, I hold myself accountable to that. But I just think there's enough that we've seen in each game somewhere along the line. And probably this last Green Bay game, probably more from all three phases than we've had all year, showed that we had a chance to win.
Why do you think you've been more competitive on the road than at home?
That I'm baffled about, because that's typically not the case when you're, you know, you like to be that team that people don't like to come into your stadium, and we're eventually going to be at that point. But I can't tell you exactly the reason why. You know, That's what I said to the players this morning. I said, people say we don't play well at home. Well, we do play well at home. We just don't finish games well at home. All the games we had here have been, especially the Chicago game, 3-3 with, you know, literally less than 5 minutes to go in the game. The Cincinnati game, it's a 7-point game. And then for some reason, we and the opponent, you know, they've done some things based on our inability to finish games to make it a look like a blowout. But up to the point, it's been very, you know, very competitive by our guys. Just haven't finished them.
Mike, this may be unfair because as head coaches, you look at every facet of your opposition. But when you think of the Lions, do you think more of the skill with Stafford and Calvin Johnson and the Pettigrew and the Youngs, or do you think defensive line first?
Well, I, being an offensive coach, I look at the defensive line and you know how well they play and really how it affects the whole defense and how offenses are trying to attack it. I mean, I'm aware of it. Obviously, I get up and I give a complete overview of the team. So I mean, I've watched enough on the offense to know what we need to do to you know, try to take those playmakers out of the game and hopefully not let them be game wreckers where they have the, you know, the ability to change the outcome of the game. So, but you know, for me as an offensive coach, that D line is pretty stout.
One more on Mike Thomas. You know, what are the Lions getting? I mean, is he a multi-positional guy? What are they getting in him?
Yeah, Mike, I talked to him last night. I just said it was going to be a fresh start for him. We've had some guys that have kind of stepped up here. We drafted Justin and signed Laurent. And Cecil Shorts is coming, making strides, positive. And I just said this was good for him. Mike has some, he's got return ability in his past. He's probably more of a slot than an outside guy, but can play outside just because he's kind of been forced into that role the last couple of years, and he's led the team in receptions. But I just think, you know, we're kind of going in a different direction, and I'm glad Mike's getting an opportunity to start fresh there.
Coach, are you expecting to have Mathis or Cox back this week, and how important would it be to have a healthy secondary against this Lions team?
Very healthy. I mean, very, you know, hopeful that we're going to find out today in practice. We're going to give them a couple days here to see where they're at. You know, we did not plan on not playing those guys on Sunday against Green Bay either, and I thought we had a couple guys that stepped up and really did a great job with Middleton and rookie Mike Harris that wasn't expected to start. He played well, but we'd like to have him back. If we can't, we're going to go with who we have and feel good about it.